Hello, this is James welcoming you to episode 2 of the Lockdown Cocktail Podcast. For me, it's the morning after the night before, so I'm not going to be making any drinks. But if you are, don't forget the drill. Wash your hands now for 20 seconds. Last night we had Cur Royales. It's a champagne cocktail. We didn't have any champagne in our essentials shopping this time, but we did have a bottle of Cava in the fridge, and that works just fine. You could also use Prosecco, any kind of sparkling wine really that you've got there. A dry sparkling wine though, because you're going to team it up with Crème de Cassis, which is a sweet blackcurrant liqueur. I got mine from Sainsbury's, a half litre bottle. It's got a really beautiful label on it, which I'll put a picture of in the Twitter feed at Lockdown Drinks. 15 to 20% by alcohol by volume, and it's very fruity and sweet. It's not something that I'd want to drink on its own, but it works really well as the foundation for this cocktail. So you put about a tablespoon's worth of the Crème de Cassis, that 20ml, into a champagne flute, and top it up with your champagne or sparkling wine. That's it. Really easy to make. And it's a fruity, refreshing drink. A great way to start your night. It's a really good drink to offer people as they arrive at a party. Actually, you can welcome your guests with it. You can have the glasses all ready to go with the Crème de Cassis already poured into it and just top up with the fizz as your guests arrive. Really simple to make. Won't take you away from your guests for long. And really nice and refreshing. That's it. I hope you make the Cur Royale and enjoy drinking it. If you do, let us know on Twitter at Lockdown Drinks. I've also got a bit of homework for you for this week. Next time, we're going to be making gimlets. So we're going to need some sugar syrup and some fresh lime juice. For the sugar syrup, if you've not made it before, really easy to make. Put a cup of granulated sugar in a saucepan, same size cup of water in the pan as well. Bring it to the boil. Let it simmer for about 10 minutes. When it's cooled down, you can put it in a clean jam jar, something like that. It'll keep in the fridge for about a month, so there's no rush using it up. But we're going to use it to sweeten our sharp, strong gimlets next week. You're also going to need some lime juice. So if you're off doing some essential shopping, get some fresh lime so you won't get scurvy. For each drink that you're going to make, you're going to need about 15ml of juice. So maybe a couple of limes for each person, something like that. The small limes that you get at the supermarket, sometimes they aren't that juicy, so you want to make sure that you don't fall short. Thanks for listening. Don't forget we're on Twitter, at Lockdown Drinks. I'll stick a picture of the nice bottle of Crème de Cassis up there for you to have a look at. And if you've any questions about making the sugar syrup, that's a good place to ask them.